Hello there, Chicago. This is Beyond the 68 from WCFL. Oh, man. Chicago 10. All sorts of happy sounds. We've got 22 past the hour of midnight, and if you were supposed to be home at midnight, you're in trouble. I'll tell you that right now. And want to say thank you again. So many nice people have been calling in, not only just now, but for the past few days when we've been here. It's just been great, and I want to thank you. We got a lot of good things planned for you, and we hope those of you that are going to be up with us all night will take part in them. And for those guys and gals that have to go to school in the morning, well, Friday and Saturday nights are groovy, too, so we'll have a wonderful time. Who's the king of the afternoon in Chicago?
Go, 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 you drive me wild. Shake it, shake it, shake it, child. Eyes wide open, but you see no one.
Hi, this is Jim Stagg, and that's today's Chicago premiere. Join me this afternoon at 3 for the best of the new on the Stagg Line.
The Jim Stagg Program is another exclusive presentation. Afternoons at 3 on Chicago's WCFL.
A groovy chick, a cheetah, a slap shot by Makita, a roaring, boring hour on the air. Losing your umbrella and cruising the Wendella, as much a part of Chicago.
That was inspired by me. I make a fool of myself. Back into that bag again, huh, Biondi? Come on, everybody, let's smile. You look so good when you're smiling. The sound of Frankie Valli. And I make a fool of myself. Vic Biondi, 68, 27, past the hour of midnight. This is the Association. Association and no fair at all. Hello there, Chicago. This is Beyond the 68, and we're off and running. And I hope you're just as, happy and without the blues tonight as I am, because that's the way you should be. We'll be back in 5 with
Review.
Yeah, the letter with the box top. WCFL, Voice of Labor, Chicago.
This is WCFL News. In Southeast Asia, the U.S. command reports B-52s in 4 days of bombing near the buffer zone touched off 110 secondary explosions of fuel and ammunition supplies. Communist mortarmen have shelled the South Vietnamese city of Hue, hitting a hospital, a prison camp, and a high school. And in St. Louis, General Motors Corporation, with 13,000 dealers in the country, has appointed its first Negro dealer. In sports, the Chicago Bulls, beaten by the New York Knicks, 123-117, in an exhibition game at Skokie last night. That's a fifth straight exhibition win for the Knickerbockers, while Chicago's preseason record, 3 wins and 5 losses. WCFL weather fair through today with a low the remainder of this morning in the lower 60s, high today in the 80s. Currently winds southwest, 12 miles per hour. Temperatures, northwest suburbs, 68, southwest suburbs, 70, downtown at Marina City, 69.
If you're a Jew, over 11 Jewish charities as different as a community center, a home for the aged, and a vocational service and employment center can benefit from one tax-deductible gift. Your donation goes 900 ways when you support the Metropolitan Crusade of Mercy.
That's what's happening. John Gannis, WCFL News, standing by for the Dick Biondi All Night Show.
All righty, thank you.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
Getting back to Chicago.
Ain't got time to take a fast train.
Oh, the sound of the box tops. Man, that is probably one of the biggest sounds across the United States. This is Dick Biondi, 68, WCFL, 24 minutes before 1 in the morning, the first night, and so many nights. I got to tell you about one thing. It sort of got a lot of calls because I remember you when I was in fifth grade, you know. But the thing that really is exciting, a young lady called up a few minutes ago and said, Mr. Biondi? And I said, yes. She said, you know, I used to go to your dances and so on. I said, I've got 5 kids now.
Originally yours. WCFL. WCFL. Twin spins.
Ah, here comes the big mama and her group. Yes, indeed. Mamas and papas. Ooh, I dig that tune. Monday, Monday. Yes, indeed. That goes out to Sandy Eli from her real special bow, Tom. This is the Dick Biondi 68 Show. Got a little weather for you here on WCFL. Remainder of tonight, fair and mild with a low in the lower 60s. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Continued warm with a high in the 80s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low near 60. It's going to be wild tomorrow night. Barney Pipp's going to be around. And Ron Britton. And then, of course, at 5 this morning, it's that unusually great talent, Jerry G. The greatest thing that ever happened to mornings.
The fun explodes in the new WCFL teen set.
In the November issue now on sale, you'll see a 2-page full-color blow-up of the Association and 12 more color pages on the Beatles, Monkees, Herman, Bob Dylan, the Doors, and Mark Lindsay.
You'll also get the latest on the American Breed, Lewis and Clark, and the Cream.
Read what Joel Sebastian has to say about love and experience a day in the mind of Ron Britton.
Solid, Jackson.
Let Barney Pimp tell you what's happening. Take a WCFL time tunnel trip with Nikita Khrushchev.
Nikita Khrushchev?
Uh-huh.
Better scratch that.
All the fun explodes in the new issue of WCFL Teen Set, Chicago's greatest magazine ever.
WCFL Teen Set is at your favorite newsstand or magazine counter now. Send $3 for a full year subscription to Teen Set Subscriptions, WCFL Radio, Chicago 60610.
All right, Chicago. I'd like to send this one out not to Sir, but to every beautiful listener with love. That is probably one of the prettiest tunes around today. Lulu and To Sir with Love. Hello there. Gee, you look good tonight. Oh, sorry, I didn't see you with the curlers in your hair and the gook on your face. Well, that's the way it goes when you're getting ready to go to work in the office in the morning. This is Dick Biondi, 68. We've got 16 before 1 in the morning. It's a good, good morning, and wherever you happen to be, we thank you for joining us on WCFL. Preaching.
What?
WCFL, oh yeah. Encore. For Cheryl. Dig the Hollies. The Hollies. Bus stop, bus stop. This is Biondi 68 from WCFL. Hello, all you wonderful people out there. And, gee, there's so many names. And in just a little while, we'll be mentioning a whole host of names of people that have been calling in, not only tonight, but the past few days. Thanks to the anti-frame ushers who let us in tonight to come to work. And to everybody else out there on WCFL, Chicago's great radio station.
This is Elgin calling.
Chicago is on.
I have a call from Oak Park.
Stand by for Mount Prospect.
Riverdale is calling.
Des Plaines is standing by.
This is Chicago calling.
And now, WCFL's exclusive listing of Chicagoland events and activities. Holiday Hospitality Day is on tap for October 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's the largest fundraising project of the Auxiliary of McHenry County Hospital at Woodstock. So come to Woodstock October the 4th. And were you a part of the 6th Battalion that built Henderson Field on Guadalcanal? If so, come to Des Moines, Iowa on October 12th, 13th, and 14th for your reunion. And remember, if your nonprofit club or organization has an announcement of interest to the community, write Chicago Calling, WCFL. Your very exclusive listing for
Chicagoland.
Chicago is on.
I have a call from Oak Park.
Stand by for Mount Prospect.
Chicago Calling is another WCFL Sound of Service.
You were born to win a great new fun game.
premiering on WCFL Monday, October 9th. All it takes to play is a birthday and a radio. Win dollars, dollars, dollars. Have fun, fun, fun. Be listening Monday for some of the easiest winning you've ever done. Find your place in the fun on WCFL, of course.
Oh, I want to say thank you to Wayne Rosebaum of Sullivan High School, Gary Schwartz, Sue Young of Harvey, to Chris, Gail of Westchester, Linda Vargas, Kitten and Underdog, and Aaron Rosenberger, Bill, Mary Garlitz, I hope that's right, and Barbara Jacobson of River Forest. All who have called in, and gee, it's so good to hear from you. We're going to be here all night long, and if you're working or you're cooking or baking or washing or doing something like that, good to have you with us. Stay with us. This is the time to, you know, just enjoy yourself.
Music, 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 music.
WCFL, WCFL, Mini Spin,
a little old man,
Mini Spin, part two.
You ask me if there's a time.
Mini Spin, part three.
Hey, baby, to play a song, to play a song.
Mini Spin, exclusively yours from WCFL.
That's where it's at.
You better believe that's where it's at. We got some beautiful, beautiful weather in Chicago. Good to be back in one of the grooviest towns in the entire world, Chicago. And believe it or not, someone wanted to know how we liked the rain when we came in this the other day. First time we'd seen rain since last May, believe it or not. And it's hard to believe nobody saw rain for that long a time. I just walked outside and people looked at me and said, look at that guy, doesn't know enough to come in off of the rain.
A fall of fun explodes in your ear. All this week on Radio 10. Today, the secret student begins for another year. Listen to the Jerry G. Bishop program every morning for the location of that WCFL secret student. Each evening on the Ron Britton and Barney Pip program, you'll hear the name of the winner. I'll be looking for the best drummer in Chicago. A set of Ludwig drums awaits the winner, so listen for details. Tomorrow on the Joel Sebastian program from 9 until noon, learn how you could be a bunny for a day. And soon you'll hear Dick Williamson's What's That Line contest, Barney Pip's Underground, and Jerry Bishop's Bowling Championship. Also, Born to Win.
It sounds like fun.
An encore that is probably one of the most beautiful things that's ever been written. John, Paul, George, and what's-his-nose. I was just kidding about Ringo. Sort of a thing about people with...
Listen to the lake.
Listen to the trees.
Spread your fingers out.
Listen to the breeze.
Listen to the drive, listen to Chicago, coming to your life, WCFL, the heart of Chicago.
Oh, yes, somebody called up a little while ago and wanted to know if we'd ever met the Beatles. Yes, we did, and we met them twice in Los Angeles and talked to them backstage and found them to be most wonderful, wonderful people. And... for those Stones fans that are listening in, yes. In fact, we feel rather wonderful about one in particular, and that's Mr. Brian Jones, who we had many long and lengthy conversations with about the United States. It was just a groovy, groovy thing. Hey, wherever you are out there, I want to say thank you. George Hinkle and Dick Wirth are listening at Kent State in Ohio, and they're radio communication majors. And they called up and said they were listening, and after listening to 10 minutes of our show, in a few years, they're going to come up here and take the place over. Brand new, The Grassroots, Dick Biondi 68. Wake up, Chicago. Brand new from The Grassroots on Chicago's great radio station, WCFL. That's called Wake Up, The Grassroots. Somebody called up and said, how long is it going to take you to do it? Well, I might as well do it right now and get it over with so nobody will complain. I want to tell Notre Dame for what a great game they played on Saturday and congratulate them. And don't worry about it. That's the way it goes. I cried for 45 minutes after it was over.
Review.
Do you know what I mean? Can't you read in between the lines?
Sometimes I'm talking and it does.
Be back in 5 minutes. minutes with that here on the Nick Biondi Show.
WCFL.
Stand up with hands over hearts.
WCFL. Now we proudly pledge allegiance to the station that we love, to the friend that we depend on. We sing the praises of.
What's the name again?
WCFL. WCFL. We'll be true to you forever, forever and a day. In this lovely land of Lincoln, wherever people play. WCFL.
AM in Chicago, WCFL.
This is WCFL News. On the South Side, police are searching for two youths in the fatal shooting of a grocery store clerk at 73rd and Morgan. A bullet wound in the chest fired from a gun held by one of the two bandits killed 44-year-old Kamel Uthman, who lived in a small apartment at the rear of the store. The victim had apparently heard the commotion when the two fugitives tried to rob the owner. 42-year-old Abraham Diab came onto the scene with a revolver. He was shot before he could even raise his weapon. California's Republican governor has ended his first out-of-state tour since being elected. WCFL's Jeff Kamen reports.
During his just-ended stump of out-of-state areas, non-candidate Ronald Reagan expressed some strong feelings about being plotted against. At one point, I was the only reporter with Reagan when an admirer asked him to autograph a copy of the authorized Reagan biography. Ever smiling, conservative Republican Reagan took the book in hand, commenting his admirer had a first edition.
I was double-crossed. The publisher and he changed that dedication to Honey with Love. It sounds like the kind of a fellow that would call his wife Ladybird. It was to Nancy with Love. And I don't know why they changed it. Matter of fact, I'll show you another little secret in here. You'll find in here a little stub of a page. I made them with a razor blade. The 7,500 books that had been printed, cut with a razor blade, that section of pictures out. They went out on their own without my permission and got a set of pictures that were not intended to do me any good.
It's generally known that the pictures Reagan objected to were of him with his first wife, actress Jane Wyman. Jeff Kamen, WCFL News.
WCFL weather fair through tomorrow. Low the remainder of this morning in the lower 60s. High today in the 80s. Currently winds southwest 12 miles per hour. Temperatures northwest suburbs 68, southwest suburbs 70. Downtown of Marina City, 69. That's what's happening. John Gannis, WCFL News, standing by for Dick Biondi in the all-night show.
Thank you, John. Dick Biondi, 68 here. Got to get to the phones now. Thank you for being so patient. You know what I mean. Dick Biondi, 68, from WCFL, Chicago's great radio station. And we've got 7 past 1, 3rd of October, 1967.
Originally yours.
WCFL.
WCFL, Twin Spins.
So many people. For Sandy of Hillside and all you other folks. Frankie Valli on the Dick Biondi Show. Let's see you smile as he sings to each and every one of you. Frankie.
You're just too good to be true.
Oh, pretty baby.
I can't take my eyes off you. Frankie Valli. Hello there, Chicago. Good morning to you. Oh, yes, indeed. Number one, the fun, WCFL. Dick Biondi here, the wild-eyed Trallion. Happy to be back home, and I hope I can use that phrase because I feel like it. And want to remind you, the weatherman says going to be fair and mild tonight, a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, well, a great day for golf. Mostly sunny with a high in the 80s. And with my score, it'll be a high in the 160s.
How do you like it so far?
The best way to enter the fall season of fun on WCFL is to enter laughing. Enter laughing now by calling 222-1990. If you've got the funniest laugh in Chicago, in the opinion of our judges, you'll become the proud owner of a beautiful silver-tone portable color TV set from Sears. So call 222-1990 now and enter laughing. Play some of your funniest entries on the air each hour. If we play your laugh, you will automatically receive a ticket to the movie Enter Laughing, now playing at the Loop Theater. So call 222-1990 now and enter laughing. You may have the funniest laugh in Chicago and a new color TV to boot.
If my boss calls that number laughing after listening to this show, he'll win hands down. Here's that strawberry alarm clock. Great, great sound. Incense and peppermint. Oh, that is something else. That's Incense and Peppermint. I want to say hello to all the fellas on the second floor north over at IIT who have been listening to me since they've been in grammar school, and they've made me an official. Well, I want to thank them. Second floor north over at IIT, and if they've been listening to me since they were in grammar school, I'm in trouble. I'll tell you that right now. And I want to say hello to all the guys in the telephone company over at the Edgewater plant, the telephone company. They're listening in, and they're very nice, and they're checking the frames out. Frame is a big, huge thing with all kinds of wires, and, you know, come to think of it, that does look like a woman with curler in her hair.
When you're 75 years old, and your family is gone, and you're all alone in a city of 3.5 million, and you're hungry or lonely, and someone says to you,
"Isn't there someone who can help you, Mr. Janowski?"
"I don't have anybody." This is the time when one of Chicago's more than 27 settlement houses are ready to lend a helping hand by helping the newcomer, the school dropout, the aged to help themselves. And there are many more of these people looking for help each year. And as bad as conditions are, without the around-the-clock work of Chicago's settlement houses, things would be a lot worse. Regardless of where you work or live, Chicago's health is your business. Please, give generously to the 1967 United Settlement Appeal.
"I don't have anybody."
Another sound service of WCFL Radio.
Good advice. And you're in tune with the Dick Biondi Show 68 from WCFL at 16 past the hour of 1 o'clock.
Here is love in your ear. WCFL. Something now happened to Chicago. WCFL. Designed with love for the new Chicago. WCFL. Here.
Yeah. Got a whole passel of requests for this one. That's them, and that's Gloria. This is Dick Biondi, 68, from WCFL, Chicago's great radio station. I want to take just a moment here to say thank you to all of the great disc jockeys that have been so very kind and helpful in getting us situated here. Jerry G., Joel Sebastian, and Dick Williamson, Jim Stagg, Ron Britton, Barney Pip, and did I miss somebody there?